Hey, this is Christian.
And Ryan.
From Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford. Freeform Radio.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yeah, Saturday night is a feeling we know. Saturday night is a time to let go. You are listening to Classic Rock Mine on WMFO Medford. This show is an attempt to bring classic rock that you have not heard to people who like classic rock. I've been doing the show for, like 14 years or so now. And there's tons of classic rock out there, but commercial classic rock radio plays a very small sample of it. There are tons of bands that were huge in their hometowns or huge in other countries that never got airplay. These are bands from the classic rock era, from all over the freaking world. And then there are B-sides from bands that you know that never get airplay because all you hear is the singles. But Classic Rock Mine, we bring you the best classic rock that you have never heard. And tonight we're going to do something a little different. We are going to focus on a number of bands and go a little more depth into them. So rather than hearing one cut from like a billion bands, we're going to hear like two, three, four cuts from a handful of bands and talk about sort of, you know, what they are on about, what they are doing now. That's the other thing. Just like classic rock bands that you know that are still together, a lot of these bands are still around. They're still making music. They're not doing the, oh, we need to tour to pay the taxes on the castle kind of thing. These guys are doing it because they still love the rock, which is why I'm here, because I still love the rock. Don't you? You must, because you're listening. So tonight we are going to hear from, who are we going to hear from tonight? We are going to hear from, he said, lots of people. We are going to hear from, sorry, I'm waiting for my page to load. We are going to hear from, among other bands, The Damnation of Adam Blessing, Poobah, Frigid Pink. We are going to hear from who else? We're going to hear from Zeus, Bang, Truth and Janie, Third Power, Morley Gray, Granicus, and Yesterday's Children. A lot of these bands are actually from Detroit or Ohio, which I had not planned that way. But, you know, who knew there were huge scenes in these two cities? Everybody, you know, knows that, like, oh, yeah, Detroit, lots of bands came out of Detroit. But there's a ton of bands that came out of Detroit that you never heard. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. So tonight, the first band we're going to look at is Poobah. Poobah are a freaking awesome band. They are led by a guy by the name of Jim Gustafson. They put out a couple of albums in the 70s. They are still putting out albums now, and they have put out albums between now and the 70s. And it's all great stuff. So without any further ado, let's hear something from their first album, which came out in 1972. This is from their LP, Let Me In. And I think you will agree that this rocks with not just significant hardness, but this rocks with total hardness. So as I will say many times during my lifetime and during this show, dig it and dig it deep.
Thank you. Baby, true, I desire.
That was Steamroller by Poobah. That's off the Steamroller album from 79. Crazy by Poobah off of US Rock from 76. And we started that set off with Poobah, Boleen, off their first album, Let Me In, from 1972. Those guys rock. They rock. And they have a gig tonight. And they have, like, how many albums out? It's crazy. It's crazy. They're an amazing band. They're playing tonight in Austintown, Ohio. They are from Ohio. And they have, let's see here. 14 albums out. Their new album drops next week. So check them out. They're on Facebook. They're on the web. They're all over the place. They are still active and they are still doing freaking awesome classic rock. There, I said it. Freaking awesome classic rock. Okay, so that was Poobah. Now we are going to go over to Detroit, but don't worry, we'll go back to Ohio. Lots of good stuff coming out of Ohio. We're going to go to Detroit, and we are going to look into a band called Frigid Pink. They actually charted with a cover of an Animals song, and then they went on and made all kinds of music, and I believe they are still making music. Which is great, because they're a good band. Led Zeppelin opened for them. How cool is that? How cool is that? The answer is very cool. So, without any further ado, let us open with their hit, and then we will hear all kinds of other cuts from Frigid Pink, and I will give you all kinds of other details. They are also on Facebook, so check them out. They're still around. They're still making music that rocks, which is great. As long as they make music, I'll play music. And even if they stop making music, I'll play the music they've already made. Because this is classic rock mine. There you go. All right, so kids, dig it and dig it deep.
in the city of Detroit. Fell to China when the Union fell down. That's the mayor, how to exploit. It's all crumbling to the ground. Something underneath that concrete and steel. Something that keeps us real. It all started in the home of it all. I'm gonna show you just how it feels.
That was Frigid Pink. Frigid Pink. That was Detroit Rock and Roll off of Made in Detroit from 2014. They are still rocking. They are still playing. They are still putting out music. They rock. They're from Detroit. Before that, Black Lace off of Defrosted, their second album, which came out in 1970, and their big hit, House of the Rising Sun, off of Frigid Pink, which also came out in 1970. And what else can I tell you about Frigid Pink? Ooh, I don't know. They're really good, man. They're just a good rock band. And they had a little bit of success. Their first album went to number 11 in the U.S. And let's see, they did okay in France, it looks like. And so anyway, they are still around. They're on Facebook. They are still gigging and making great classic rock music. And that's what it is all about. All that being said, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name's Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m., and then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in a Think Tank, which is two of the silliest hours that you'll experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. And until then, we have more classic rock bands to dig into and to teach you about. That's what tonight is. Tonight is classic rock teaching night. The next band we're going to look into is from Cleveland. See, I told you we'd go back to Ohio. The Damnation of Adam Blessing. Man, these guys rocked. They rock, as you will see. And let's see, what can I tease you with about them? Bear with me. La, 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 la. Damnation of Adam Blessing. See, I have all kinds of info in front of me, and I'm not a very organized person because I listen to all kinds of classic rock, and it affects your brain in the most wonderful way. So, back to the Damnation of Adam Blessing. They were, let's see. They opened for Eric Clapton, Janis Joplin, Alice Cooper, Grand Funk 10 years after, just to name a few. And they're still, are they still doing stuff? Let me look. That I don't know. I'll look into that while we dig into some stuff. We are going to, where are we going to? We are going back to the year 1969. This is their debut LP, and one of the songs on that debut LP sounds remarkably, and I mean remarkably, like this. So dig it, and dig it deep.
And save my soul for something else. I trip on through, I've got to meet my faith. Turn away from everything that hates. The blind can see today. Else. I trip on through, I've got to meet my fate.
the only way.
Please stay in mind when you think there's no tomorrow. You know why, and it's better off that way. So please stay in mind, try to see me like I see you. You might find that you'd really rather stay.
And that was The Damnation of Adam Blessing with Please Stay Mine off of Which is the Justice, Which is the Thief from 71. Before that, we heard The Damnation of Adam Blessing, Le Voyage, off of Damnation of Adam Blessing, 1969. Those guys kicked butt. They used to open for the James Gang all the time. They toured with Faces. And they put out a couple albums on United Artists. So there you go. Those guys rocked. They rocked. And they were from Cleveland. Next up, we are going to, where are these guys from? They were on Motown. I know that. These guys were from Detroit. They put out an album in 1970. They were supposedly the first hard rock band on Motown. They were on the Motown subsidiary Rare Earth that the band Rare Earth started. So anyway, you should dig it. These guys are called The Power of Zeus. They are no longer around, but boy, did they put out good music. They are on Facebook. You should check them out. And as I will say many times over the course of my lifetime in the course of this program, you must dig it and dig it deep.
Mm-hmm.
So that was The Power of Zeus. Those guys were from Detroit. That's pretty cool stuff. They are not with us anymore, which is a shame because they put out cool stuff. We are now going to go to Philadelphia for a band. They are called Bang, and they put out a couple of albums in their day. We are going to start with their first album, which came out in 72. This is the first song on the album. It was put out on Lizard Records, which we will hear more about. There were a couple of labels called Lizard Records, which is kind of bizarre. Well, not really. Anyway, this is Bang from 72, man. Dig this. This stuff rocks.